Volume 40, Number 7 of the Ensign Magazine for July 2010. Copyright 2010 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved.
First Presidency Message, Faithful Friends, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. One of the great tributes the Savior can give is to call us friends. We know that He loves with a perfect love all of His Heavenly Father's children. Yet for those who have been faithful in their service with Him, He reserves this special title. You remember the words from the 84th section of the Doctrine and Covenants. And again I say unto you, my friends, for from henceforth I shall call you friends. It is expedient that I give unto you this commandment, that ye become even as my friends in days when I was with them, traveling to preach the gospel in my power. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 77. We become His friends as we serve others for Him. He is the perfect example of the kind of friend we are to become. He wants only what is best for His Heavenly Father's children. Their happiness is His happiness. He feels their sorrow as His own because He has paid the price of all their sins, taken upon Himself all of their infirmities, borne all their troubles, and felt all their longings. His motives are pure. He seeks no recognition for Himself, but to give all glory to His Heavenly Father. The perfect friend, Jesus Christ, is completely selfless in offering happiness to others. Each of us who has made the baptismal covenant has promised to follow His example, to bear one another's burdens as He would. See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 8. In the next few days, you will have many opportunities to be a friend for Him. It may be as you walk on a dusty road. It may be as you sit down in a railroad car. It may be as you look for a place to sit in a church congregation. If you are watching, you will see someone carrying a heavy burden. It may be a burden of sorrow or loneliness or resentment. It may be visible to you only if you have prayed for the Spirit to give you eyes to see into hearts and have promised to lift up the hands that hang down. The answer to your prayer may be the face of an old friend, one you have not seen in years, but whose needs suddenly come into your mind and heart and feel as if they are your own. I've had that happen to me. Old friends have reached out to me across the miles and the years to offer encouragement when only God could have told them of my burden. Living prophets of God have asked us to be faithful friends to those who come into the church as converts and to go to the rescue of those who have drifted away. We can do it, and we will do it, if we always remember the Savior. When we reach out to give succor and to lift a burden, He reaches with us. He will lead us to those in need. He will bless us to feel what they feel. As we persist in our efforts to serve them, we will more and more be given the gift of feeling His love for them. That will give us courage and strength to reach out again and again in faithfulness. And in time and in eternity, we will feel the joy of being welcomed to the company of His faithful friends. I pray for that blessing for all of us and for those we will serve. Teaching from this message. Family members are more likely to participate meaningfully when they are asked to look for something as they search the Scriptures and the words of the prophets. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 55. As you read the article, ask family members to identify principles that will help them be worthy to be called the Lord's friend. Teaching No Greater Call states, if you have Christ-like love, you will be better prepared to teach the gospel. You will be inspired to help others know the Savior and follow Him. Identify from the article principles that could help you be a better home teacher. Discuss these with your companion and prayerfully consider how to be faithful friends to those you serve. Applying the First Presidency Message to Children. Jesus Christ, our perfect friend. President Eyring said that Jesus is our perfect friend. Here are some ways that Jesus shows his perfect friendship for us. He wants what is best for us. He is happy when we are happy. He feels sorrow when we are sad or hurt. He suffered for our sins so we can return to Heavenly Father. Being a friend for Jesus. President Eyring said we can become Jesus' friend by being a friend to others for him. Here are some of the ways we can be a friend. We can invite someone to come back to church. We can be a friend to someone who is lonely. We can help someone who is sad. We can always remember Jesus. Applying the message to youth. New Guy by Matthew Okabe. I was having a hard time feeling like I fit in. My family had recently moved clear across the country. The ward we moved into had a large youth group, but this was the first time I would be the new guy. The worst part was that I had to go to a new school, and the thought immediately flashed through my mind, who am I going to sit with at lunch? Maybe I would see someone from church, but I didn't want to barge in on someone else's lunch table, especially since I didn't know if they would even want me there. The first day at school seemed to drag on forever. Finally, the lunch bell rang. As I slowly entered the lunchroom, I prayed to Heavenly Father to help me find someone I knew. I glanced around to see if I could recognize anyone. No one. So I made my way to a table on the far side of the lunchroom and ate my lunch. Later that day, during math class, I recognized a familiar face. I had seen David at seminary that morning. He asked to see my schedule and discovered that we both had the same lunch period. "Hey, where were you at lunch today?" he said. "I ate on the far side of the room," I responded. "Well, tomorrow, come and sit with me at lunch," he said. I'm grateful for a loving Heavenly Father who knows each of our needs and who answers each of our prayers. I'm also grateful for someone who was willing to extend a hand of friendship. Something as simple as an invitation can make all the difference. End of the First Presidency Message, Faithful Friends, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.